believe it or not, there are still snowmobiling trails open in the North Country, at least according to the Snowmobile Association's interactive map. There's about half of the Tug Hill trails open and a bunch in Hamilton County in the Central Adirondacks. But that's it in all of New York State. And this is how it's been most all of the winter. If you're snowmobiling, you're doing it up here. That's been some solace for the Tug Hill Plateau's massive snowmobiling industry in what's been a bust of a winter. That's today's story of the day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Pearsall Wealth Management at UBS Wealth Management USA, subsidiary UBS AG, member FINRA SIPC, 1 Broad Street, Glens Falls.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Monday, March 4th. First up, a Syracuse woman launched into space with NASA last night. Jeanette Epps is part of a team of 8 astronauts that lifted off from Florida around 11 p.m. last night.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition, engines full power, and liftoff of NASA Crew 8, Go Falcon, Go Stacer, Go NASA.
Jeanette Epps is the second Black woman to be part of a long-term mission to the International Space Station. After the crew reached orbit overnight, Epps thanked everyone for the support she's received over the years.
I'm so grateful for everyone, and I just want to give a big thanks to my family and friends who came from all over the world to see this. Thank you for supporting me through all the days of waiting to get to this point. Thank you for everything.
The crew of NASA astronauts is expected to dock at the space station early tomorrow morning. They'll live from there for the next 6 months, conducting scientific experiments. Both of the North Country's Division I women's hockey teams are going to their league semifinals, and they'll be playing against each other. St. Lawrence University swept Yale in a best-of-3 series over the weekend at Appleton Arena in Canton, and Clarkson University did the same against Princeton at Chiel Arena in Potsdam. So the two advance to play each other at the ECAC semifinals on Friday at Colgate in Hamilton. St. Lawrence and Clarkson have a fierce rivalry that goes back decades. Clarkson and St. Lawrence finished number 2 and 3 in the ACAC. Colgate ranked number 1. Snowmobiling is a big part of life and business in Lewis County, home to about 25,000 people. According to a 2021 Lewis County Economic Impact Study, about 900 jobs and about $80 million in annual sales are attributed to snowmobiling on the Tug Hill. But you need snow to make that money. And both this winter and last winter have been short on that commodity. Big disappointments. Last month, reporter Amy Feireisel visited Lyons Falls and Turin, snowmobiling hotspots during a rare good snow weekend.
It is a cold, cold Friday morning in Lyons Falls, and there are snowmobiles everywhere. Just off Route 12, where it runs through Lyons Falls, Tom Dysart is getting back on his snowmobile. He started riding a few hours ago, about 40 miles west in Redfield.
Been doing it forever. It's just a good time. I always have fun. The adventure.
Dysart is up for the day from Rochester, where snow coverage has been thin this year.
How long have you been coming to this area?
Since I was a little kid.
Really?
Yeah. My cousins lived up here when I was little, so I've been coming up here literally since I can remember.
What do you like about it here?
There's snow where there's not other places, at home in particular.
Hundreds of other riders have come for the same reason. The weekend I'm here, the Tug Hill is one of the only places with open snowmobile trails in all of New York State. Dysart says that's why it's so busy.
Well, I think there's just lack of snow everywhere else. It's really not that good, but there's no snow anywhere. Everybody's been itching to ride. It's been a lousy winter, so.
While snow has been falling in the region since November, with several big thaws, it hasn't been sticking around. The snowmobiling season has been delayed, until now. A big storm dumped several feet of snow on the Tug Hill Plateau. And finally, places like the Edge Hotel in downtown Lyons Falls are full.
They are chomping at the bit just to get in here. We're full. And we've actually, just this week, because it's our first actual snowfall, we've been full since Wednesday.
That's Alyssa Hayward. She's been working at the Edge Hotel for over 15 years. She's had a front row seat to the growing snowmobile industry in Lewis County, which brings in about $500,000 in tax revenue each year.
I mean, I used to ride when I was younger with my parents, and it's definitely grown since then. It used to be more of like your weekend type of sport. I mean, you're seeing people now that are like, we'll come during the week instead. We'll take time off from work. Almost Tuesday through Sunday, this place is filled.
But until just a few days ago, the Edge was pretty empty, idling in that time between the end of ATV season and snow that sticks.
I would call it the dead season. You have that lull period until you have that snow that flies.
The problem is that that dead season has been getting longer. Snowmobiling season on the Tug Hill has traditionally been late December through March, sometimes into mid-April. But the last few years have been warmer. Snow is falling, but not sticking, with thaw after thaw after thaw, a trend that's consistent with the effects of climate change.
Last year, yeah, we didn't really have a winter. It was not ideal down here.
The trouble is, Hayward says many businesses do the vast majority of sales during winter holiday weekends.
All of your restaurants are going to be located on your trail systems. So they do absolutely bank on having the snowmobilers around. I mean, there's some places that are only open in the winter.
Just a couple miles northeast of the Edge Hotel in Turin is the West Wind Motel and West Wind Power Sports, where Tim Sadowski rents rooms, townhouses, and a fleet of 50 snowmobiles to lovers of the sport. He says the shorter seasons aren't as bad as people make them out to be.
And I see the posts on Facebook, and I see the negativity about, oh, you know, winters are done and this and that. And yes, the seasons are getting a little bit shorter, but it's not as bad as everybody thinks.
He says snowmobiling in December has never been guaranteed.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in climate change?
Yes, I do. I mean, it's obvious.
Sadowski says weather is more erratic, more strange. And he has firsthand experience. The West Wind was hit by a tornado in early August during a severe windstorm.
The fact that an EF3 tornado hit on the side of a mountain is unheard of. The fact that tornado hit at all.
But Sadowski is optimistic about the future of snowmobiling and tourism in the Tug Hill. In fact, he says some of the changes they've seen over the last decade have been positive, like less intense snowfall. It's easier to groom.
The 8-foot snowstorms don't do anything for us. It's harder to work with.
But Sadowski says the shorter seasons, even if just by a week or two, are posing a real challenge to lodging in the area. The same amount of visitors are trying to cram into a smaller window.
You know, you're trying to, you know, basically take, you know, like a gallon of milk and squeeze it into a quart at one time, and it's just not going to fit.
It makes the feast or famine dynamic here even more intense. So does less snow elsewhere, because bad conditions in the rest of the state usually means more visitors to the Tug Hill. That's certainly what's happening here today. Back in Lyons Falls, the Boondocks Bar and Grill is bustling.
Do you read the special, Karen?
The parking lot is full of sleds, and a group of older men walk through the door, dressed in helmets and riding gear.
My name's Jim Holbrook. I'm from Phoenix, New York, and we come up on Tug Hill to ride. We do probably 3,000 to 4,000 miles a year.
They love it here, he says, and have been coming here for decades. For many snowmobilers, the Tug Hill is a home away from home. Of course, if they could, Holbrook says they would ride closer to Phoenix.
Been waiting and waiting. Down in Phoenix, we have no snow. So now everybody's up on the hill because that's the only place to ride.
And he'll keep coming as long as there's snow. The economies of Lyons Falls and Boonville and Lowville are counting on that. Amy Feireisel, North Country Public Radio on the Tug Hill Plateau.
Tomorrow we'll head back to the Tug Hill to learn how volunteer snowmobile clubs keep over 600 miles of trails groomed for snowmobiling season. We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Lost in Beijing of Keane and Oscar Sarmiento of Potsdam. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.